Probably all feel the same. We need to calm down and relax. One of the best ways of calming down and relaxing is actually to accept however we feel. In other words, to relax the struggle against it, to relax the struggle against our experience, rather than to change our experience. When we relax with experience, it tends to settle down all on its own. So really, it's not the experience that's the problem. It's the way we fight and struggle and rebel against it, isn't it? And this is what we're coming here to learn, how to change the attitude of our mind and bring in a little bit more softness and acceptance, and also a willingness to learn, a willingness to learn from whatever is going on for us right now, because that is nature manifesting itself to us. And so the Dharma is all about understanding. Not about becoming something, not even about becoming that peaceful, joyful person, right? Or that spiritual kind of version of yourself. It's actually about understanding what's going on and why, and how to make peace, how to relate to it in a way that actually settles things down. So the settling down is the effect. Right? We're not focused on effects. We're focused on what we're doing, the karma. So karma is the action, what we're doing right now with whatever's arisen. And vipaka is the effect, the outcome of what we're doing right now. So we don't worry about the results. We just take care of the causes we're putting into place at any given time. And yes, I would agree with the comment in the box. It's lovely to be here together from all over the world. Absolutely. And wherever we are in the world, whatever we look like, whatever our experience in life, the mind is the mind is the mind. And the same kind of principles relate to everybody's mind. If we struggle with our mind, if we have a will towards ourselves, if we're owning our experience, this is my experience, I don't want this, then we're going to suffer. But if we can be gentle with ourselves, with our experience, we can understand this is nature manifesting, and everything in nature arises to pass away. In fact, it's in a constant state of passing away all the time. Then there isn't really anything we need to do or change. And we can learn from experience. We can become passive observers. I've put my microphone a little bit further up. I don't know why my voice seems quieter than usual. Does that help? Yeah. It might be the settings. Something did happen with the settings last week. So we'll look into it after this session to make sure the volume is fully up. Okay. But I've got my mic a bit closer now. So hopefully that'll make a difference. Okay. So let's slowly get ourselves ready to relax. I don't want to say to meditate or to do anything. Let's see what we can do right now to allow our body to slowly calm down and find some comfort and ease. And that might be taking a bit of time, drinking a bit more tea, getting a shawl or a blanket, or leaning against a wall or a cushion. So please treat yourself kindly in these moments prior to meditation. And this is all part of establishing the right attitude towards the practice. Because your practice is really a gift to yourself, it's not for anyone else, it's not for me. It's not for the future you. It's just to meet yourself where you are right now. And to express a sense of care. So if you're comfortable to do so, please close your eyes. And perhaps today we'll just start by having a general sense of the body sitting, keeping your awareness quite broad, spacious, and light. And just sensing into the body, seated or lying down. See if you can sense the shape of your body, and naturally you'll probably pick up any feelings that are a little bit crushed or tight. Ankles pressing into the ground, or weight that may be not quite evenly distributed. So you can make those adjustments right now. You might allow your body to take a little more space. Imagine the edges of your body just expanding or dissolving into the space around you. Perhaps giving your shoulders more space by gently rolling them back. Maybe elongating the spine just a little. Perhaps allowing your lungs to expand a little bit more with the in-breath. Your belly to expand. And everything to relax on the out-breath, perhaps a slightly longer out-breath. So you really feel you're taking up the space that's available right now. And allowing yourself to be firmly supported by the ground, or by the chair or sofa you're sitting in. Feeling the contact of the body on its seat on the ground, back on the chair, whatever it is, the feet on the ground. And just asking yourself whether there's anything, any tension, any holding, any tightness you could let go of right now. And see if you can develop a sense of friendliness towards your experience. As though you're regarding your body with kindly, compassionate eyes. And just gently move your awareness, combined with this compassion, this kindness, this care, through your body. Just receiving any sensations you notice as this kind, compassionate awareness spreads through your body from head to toe. Maybe noticing tension, tingling, warmth, coolness. As your awareness soaks through your head, your face, your neck, your shoulders, in your own time. Through every part of your body. As though you're spreading a smile around your body. Meeting every experience with friendliness, with care. The wish to understand. Just listen. And see that you treat each and every experience equally. Noticing some of the grosser sensations, feelings that are more intense. But not neglecting the subtle feelings. Perhaps on the surface level of the skin and in the palms of the hands. Recognizing that every experience is of the nature to arise and pass away. Your only job right now is to care. To understand. And notice if your body responds to this kind of caring attention. It doesn't judge or try to control. Does that enable you to relax a little more deeply? And just be with what is there. And when you've spread your awareness through the whole body, once again, just sensing the body as a whole. Allowing your awareness to be spacious, soft, and light. And allowing your awareness to rest around the chest, just lightly, if that's comfortable for you. Or to rest anywhere that feels at ease. Perhaps the palms of the hands. Maybe the belly. And from here, we'll start to gently wish ourselves well. In a way that accepts ourselves completely. So you can use phrases such as, "May I accept myself just as I am?" May I meet this moment with ease. May I be kind to this experience. May I be at peace. So just find some phrase, maybe one, two, or three phrases that help bring more acceptance, more compassion, that help you meet yourself just as you are. And very gently, very kindly, repeat these phrases and then pause in the gap between each phrase to notice their effects. So allow the mind to follow in that direction of more ease, more acceptance. And if you find your mind wandering or jumping away from an experience, just gently return to that embodied feeling of the whole body or the area around the chest. And once again, come back to the phrases, whatever resonates for you. Perhaps, may I be kind to myself. Or may I meet this experience with kindness. And repeat it with sincerity, with care, as often as you need to. Staying embodied and connected to the effects of each phrase. Building that trust with yourself, with your mind. Allowing your inner world to open up.
Thank you.
Now, if you wish, you can continue this way or bring to mind a friend or a loved person who may be a little tender at this time. Maybe someone going through emotional difficulties or grief. Someone maybe struggling to accept themselves just as most of us do. And just bring them to mind as though they're right here with you. And spread these thoughts of love and kindness and compassion to them too. If you wish, you can use their name. Or just wish may you be kind to your pain. May you learn to be kind to yourself. May you learn to love yourself just as you are. Or whatever phrases resonate for you. You might imagine this compassionate care as a beautiful energy, a healing energy, soaking this person through from head to toe. Or maybe like a golden light, a soft blanket. A warm fire. Staying connected to the feelings in your chest. Shower this person with care. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you meet your experience with kindness and care. And imagine this person relaxing. Receiving your kindness, receiving your support. Now gently spreading to include everyone in this room with whom we're meditating right now. Everyone going through some struggle, some challenge now or in the past or future. And connecting to each other as spiritual friends. May we all meet ourselves kindly. May we learn to accept ourselves just as we are. Imagine this beautiful, caring energy soaking everyone through from head to toe. Offering unconditional support. Now allowing our combined compassionate care to start spreading through the world from the local surroundings, wherever you are, to all beings. May all beings in the local area may they be free from fear, free from harm. May they learn to accept themselves just as they are. And meet themselves with care. And just allow these beautiful wishes to spread as far as they will to family and friends, to strangers, people you've never met. And keep spreading throughout the world. relieving fear, relieving sadness. Helping all beings come to a state of peace within themselves. And may all beings, all animals, small or large, all insects and birds, all beings who live in water, creatures in the sea, may all beings be free from suffering and danger. May all beings be at peace. Imagining all beings on this planet Earth surrounded by a golden light, or maybe imagining the Earth covered with a soft blanket of peace, of care. And for a moment, all beings being free from fear, connected to their heart, at peace with themselves and the world. Sabbe Satan, Sabbe Pana, Sabbe Buddha, Sabbe Pugala, Sabbe Atabawa Pariyapana, Sabbaityon, Sabbe Purisa, Sabbe Ariya, Sabbe Anariya, Sabbe Deva, Sabbe Manusa, Sabbe Vinipadika,
Ah, we're haunted. Abia paja haunted. Aniga haunted. Sukiatanam pavihavantu. Dukkha munjantu. Yada lada sampatito mawikachantu kamasaka.
Please keep your eyes closed a few more minutes, moments. And just allow yourself to relax and receive the energy of the chanting and our combined kindness and care. Just bringing it back into your body. Feeling your body sitting grounded. Noticing any ease, any peace that has arisen through the practice, staying connected to that as you open your eyes. And when you're ready, you can come out of the meditation. Don't have to. If you need to leave, that's fine. If not, we can have some feedback or questions or anything else you wish to share. If you want to raise your hand, you can. You can speak directly and your voice will be on the recording, but not your face. Or if you wish to, you can type in the chat how that was for you, any question or complaints, things that worked, things that didn't work, whatever that means. Was there anything that helped you to find a bit more acceptance towards yourself or towards others? Monique.
Wow. Benvotsana, it was very soothing, very calming. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Great. Thank you for sharing. I'm glad to hear that. Anyone else? It's lovely to hear people's voices, by the way, if you do want to share. Thank you so much. It was very nice. May I accept myself just as I am. Very powerful. Yeah. Gratitude. Excellent. Oh, Jackie, nice to see you. Oh. Yeah, may I accept myself just as I am can be the beginning. Later we can actually go to may I love myself just as I am. May I embrace myself. May I even embrace my suffering. It's really transformative. It was so beautiful to feel your heart area soft and warm and a place of and like a place of home. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. Columbine. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Probably not.
Yeah, it's a French name. It's Colombine.
Colombine, okay.
Yes. So yeah, at the beginning of the meditation, there was some first time actually some construction work that just started above my head.
Uh-huh.
So I could barely hear your voice. I had to like change room, and I had some ill will. So like that's sort of like the opposite of what I wanted, and that was a little bit challenging. But then I managed to come back to loving kindness, thinking about a little cat that was.
Great. Sometimes the challenges are actually part of the practice, right? So it's not that we need to get rid of the challenges in order to then practice, but the challenge can be the practice because we see where the irritation arises or the frustration. And yeah, this is something that is obviously in need of compassion, right? Because irritation hurts us. It feels unpleasant. It's a kind of pain in the heart. So sometimes accepting ourselves as we are is accepting our emotional world, even the emotions that we tend to think of as bad or not very constructive, even though there was construction happening. But anyway, the emotion may not seem constructive, but it can be. It can be very insightful to realize what we accept and what we leave out. So yeah, good. Good that you could bring yourself to a place of more peace. Okay, absolutely lovely. Just what you needed, and shared some compassion with your neighbor who's in need. Thank you, Venerable, and everyone here. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. I also realized, because I was feeling a bit tender today, and still am actually, a lot of strange, challenging feelings in my abdomen. I don't know if there are any other perimenopausal women here, but it's not much fun sometimes. And just having that tenderness towards my own experience helped me to realize that so many people are struggling in different ways that we don't really know. Grief or loss or fear or insecurity. And yeah, it's just really lovely to, you know, to connect with that, isn't it? When we ourselves feel a little bit tender, to realize that, yeah, we can connect to others more fully through that, and in that way it can be a blessing. Yeah. Found a new one. May I enjoy being with myself. Nice. That's nice. That's what I mean, going from kind of acceptance to something that's even embracing, right? Yeah, that's lovely. The enjoyment of being with yourself in whatever state you're in at the time, whatever emotional state you're in. Yeah. Feeling wide and bright now. Thank you very much for the warm, soothing meditation. Yeah. Warm. I felt my body start to let go in ways it hasn't before. Very peaceful. Thank you. Great. That shows perhaps you were giving it the space to do that. And yeah, not trying to fix it or interfere too much. Wonderful. Fell asleep. But it's what you needed. Grateful. Excellent. Most teachers feel quite pleased when they can put their students to sleep. I know Ajahn Brahm does. He's been complimented many times, maybe inadvertently. But people say, yeah, you know, we listen to your Dharma talks to go to sleep. And he's like, right, okay. Well, I guess that's a good thing. So, yeah, I think it is a good thing. Hopefully you can have a warm hot water bottle to help you feel better soon. Thank you. I already feel the warmth of a hot water bottle just in those words. That's really nice. Yeah, thank you. It's actually a lot better than yesterday. Yesterday I was on the paracetamol, which is very rare for me. So. Yeah. It's interesting. It's sometimes quite nice to be made a little bit you know, by physical reasons or whatever reasons, to be sort of have to be more tender and soft and subdued in a way. I feel that it brings me more inward to my experience. Yeah. In a sort of intimate way, it's quite nice. Good. So it's almost time to end. Any other comments in the chat? Just a word maybe. What are you noticing right now? As we did in the beginning, any particular experience that stands out right now. And it doesn't have to be positive, so-called positive. It could be anything. The point is to get in touch with ourselves. Okay, light and happy. Peace. Good. Peaceful heart. Tension in the neck. Yeah. If anything else is coming in, but I will take a moment to share that next week Ajahn Brahmali will be here, so there won't be a Sutta class on the Friday nor a Metta on the Saturday. Nevertheless, we'll all be practicing, and There will be a talk in Oxford for those who can come along on Friday night with Ajahn Brahmali. It's on our website. And then we'll basically be on a retreat in Surrey. I don't know. We haven't really spoken with Matthias yet, who's going to be recording, whether we'll live stream some of the talks. I don't know. It may be possible. What do you think? We can talk about it afterwards. It's kind of, sometimes I'm not sure about it during a retreat because it is quite, we want to create a safe space for the retreatants, but we might perhaps live stream a talk or two. We'll see. And otherwise the videos will be up shortly after that. And then that ends, the last talk of the tour is on Monday, the 22nd of June, I think. And after that, we'll have the usual Friday sort of discussion and metta meditation. So it's all on our website. We update it whenever we can. We're actually based in Oxfordshire, just outside Oxford, 5 miles from Oxford. The address is not online because it's a kind of a residence for the monastics more than anything else, but you can get in touch with us, come on visitors through email. So maybe the TMAT email address could be popped into the chat box and you can read more about us online. You can also sign up to our newsletter and get some information that way. So grateful. Look forward to being with you again. Sending metta. Excellent. So please take care, be well, and stay connected to your feelings throughout the day. It's so important. If we could all be in touch with our feelings, even the difficult ones, then we wouldn't be projecting them outwards in harmful ways. So this is really important practice for creating a peaceful world. So please be at peace with yourselves as best you can and at peace with others around you. So if you wish, you can unmute and we can say goodbye.